After Tuesday's State of the State address from Governor Abbott, I pointed out on Pride on Texas that the speaker had to be cringing to find so much of the governor's budget and other agenda so well lined up with conservatives and opposed to his Democrat-friendly agenda in the House. The next day, in an email from Empowered Texans, Michael Quinn Sullivan pointed out almost exactly what I'd said Tuesday. He wrote, "The main takeaway was clear. The Texas House is way out of step with the policy goals of Abbott and the state Senate." Three examples. Earlier this month, Representative Larson, a member of Speaker Strauss' inner circle, described as gimmickry the Senate's $4 billion in tax relief efforts aimed at property and business owners. In the State of the State, Abbott called for $4 billion in property and business tax relief. Last week, Speaker Joe Strauss himself derided as a gimmick the Senate's plan to dedicate the state's motor vehicle sales tax to fund transportation. Abbott's transportation plan has as its centerpiece dedicating motor vehicle sales tax revenues. For several legislative sessions, the Strauss-led House has refused to act on the economically important, fiscally responsible, and politically popular desire of Texans to constitutionally limit the growth of government to no more than the sum of population growth and inflation. Yet in his speech, Abbott said he expects lawmakers to pass just that. Again, there's a lot more that was said, but those three items jumped out at me, Sullivan wrote. And yes, those were a few of the items I noticed and mentioned on the show. There were other items, too. The speaker has much power, but he and his crew are definitely the non-conservative minority this session. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.